Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic, the podcast dedicated to all things strange and paranormal. And tonight is a very interesting episode and somewhat of a history-making episode because you've heard me tell stories of places I've been and experiences I've had, and you've definitely heard me tell stories of other people who have encountered paranormal and strange activity, but this is the very first time in the history of this podcast that I am actually doing the podcast from the haunted location. And right now I am standing in a hallway on the third floor where there's known to be a lot of paranormal activity. And how I know there is paranormal activity is because this home happens to belong to my sister. And my sister and her husband bought this home from his mother. And he was raised in this house. His name is Rob. And his father's name was Bob. And he was a very kind man, very loving family man. And it wasn't long after my sister moved in that she just felt a presence. And she couldn't quite explain it, but she just knew Bob was here. Now, Rob is more skeptic-minded, so he, of course, loved his dad, but he's not necessarily on board with, hey, my father's haunting this house. But I don't think it's much of a haunting as a guardianship. His father has a guardianship over this house. And I know that there's activity in this house because I myself one night was looking, I was sitting downstairs in their main living room area, and I was looking toward the stairwell, and I saw an arm and upper torso of a man very quickly, and then within a couple seconds, it was totally gone. And in this particular area, from downstairs looking up on the to the stairwell, my nieces constantly are interacting with something. They look up there, they smile. In particular, my youngest niece, Bryn, always laughs and giggles as if somebody is talking to her. And it's not unnerving, it's just eerie. I mean, and fascinating at the same time. I have had experiences in this house where lights have flickered. I'm staying in this house right now. I'm doing some dog sitting and house sitting while my sister is away. And I hear little noises at night, which is not the house settling because the noises are coming from this particular floor, the third floor, where Bob likes to hang out. And how do I know Bob likes to hang out on the third floor? Because I had a psychic do a remote scan. And the first thing this psychic said was, oh yeah, Bob likes to be upstairs. Now, interestingly enough, Bob was a very handy guy. So is Rob. But there's a lot of construction going on in this house right now. And Rob's father, Bob, loved to work on projects. And there's a lot going on this third floor. And there's wood everywhere and little pieces that need to be fixed. And I could see Bob gravitating toward this floor and wanting to work on it from the other side. And interestingly enough, my sister was showering on the lower level, on the second level, and she was alone, and they were doing some work in their bedroom. And my sister got in the shower, and she was coming out, and when she got out of the shower, she saw in plywood the letter B on the floor, which, of course, would be short for Bob. And there was absolutely no explanation for this. She was alone. She even told Rob, and Rob, of course, was trying to laugh it off, but there was absolutely no way my sister could have misread that cue. It was a B in plywood in the middle of the floor when she was coming out of the shower. How do you explain that? You can't. The dog interacts with Bob all the time. I see it. I see the dog looking up, and it is definitely interacting with something. Those of you who are pet owners know when your animals see and feel something. I was inspired to do this podcast from a haunted location because my mom had a very positive interaction just last week. And my mom is not somebody, by the way, who reports paranormal stuff very often. So my mom was in the house. She was alone. And she was in the room, which is just off the kitchen. It's like our little sitting area room. Very nice room. We all love to hang out in there. And she heard her name called. And at first she told me I was really scared, but I had to see, wait, is somebody here that like I know, or did somebody like break in? So she started edging toward the area of where she thought her name was called. And sure enough, she heard her name being called again by a female voice. Now, as scared as my mom was, she wanted to see it through. So she ended up walking down the hallway to the room where her name was being called, which ironically is actually my sister Kristen, whose house I'm in right now. That was her old room when she lived at my parents' house. So my mom went into Kristen's room and she looked around, and my mom noticed that her curling iron had been left on, and my mom had plans to go out. So the house would have been empty with a red hot curling iron on, and God knows what could have happened. A fire could have started. And my mom realized that that female spirit voice saved the household from being burned down. Now, what makes this story even more interesting is that I had said to my mom, what did the female voice sound like? And she said, well, a little bit like my mom. And her mom has passed, sadly, but her mom was a wonderful woman. And she used to call her Franny. And I said, did the voice call you Fran or Franny? Because my mom's name is Frances. And she said, actually, she said Franny. And I said, Mom, what makes this story very interesting is that my mom's mother, unfortunately, had to go to a nursing home when she was older in life. And she had this one blue blanket, which she loved. And my mom's mom actually passed while wrapped in that blanket. And my mom keeps that blanket in my sister Kristen's room. And I said, Mom, isn't that where the blanket is? And my mom got emotional and she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that blanket is in there. I heard my mom's name, and I believe that her mom was warning her from the other side and looking out for the family, as spirits continue to do when they've passed on. And I also firmly believe that Bob is looking out for my sister and her family as we speak. So Bob, thank you. Thank you so much for looking out for the family and for infusing this house with your positive energy. And if any of you out there have a story of a loved one who has passed on and you've had a positive interaction or a guardian angel, please reach out to me, because we're not all about the spooky stuff. Sometimes it's also about the positive stuff and the happy stuff. So please reach out to me at footstepsatticpodcast@gmail.com and share your story. But for now, this is Brian Hobson from the haunted location for Footsteps in the Attic. We'll see you next week.